Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Celebrating with Students. Finding joy in the moments that matter. That's what we are going to be focusing on. But before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is another year of being alive. Birthdays make you pause and breathe, don't they? I'm just thinking about another year means more time to learn, to teach, to love, and to laugh. Now, I don't take that for granted, another year of being alive. Second thing I'm thankful for, delicious fruit. Now, maybe it's a fresh apple, or a slice of pineapple, or a slice of watermelon. I just love fresh fruit. I love delicious fruit. Last night I had some raspberries. Small things like that remind me to slow down and appreciate simple goodness. Third thing I'm thankful for, family love. The foundation of everything I do is family love. My family's support gives me the energy to pour back into my students and my community. Well, let's get into the main topic, which is celebrating with students. Finding joy in the moments that matter. First thing that I want to get into is talking about how joy is a teaching strategy, y'all. Celebrations isn't just extra. When we celebrate with students, it's not extra. It's essential. When students see you smile, laugh, and enjoy the moment, they associate learning with belonging. Now, research backs it up that positive emotions improve retention and engagement. So think about energy in a room when you say, hey, we're celebrating today. Even 5 minutes of joy can shift. It can shift the whole day. It makes a difference when we bring in that celebration opportunities into the classroom. Now, today is my birthday. And since it's my birthday today, I have brought some cupcakes. I have brought some cupcakes into my classroom where sometimes I bring... I've brought different things over the years to my students. Sometimes I've brought candy. Sometimes I've brought, there's this Mexican bakery where I used to teach that had these delicious pastries that I've brought those before. But this year I have from one of the local stores, I have cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes and like vanilla cupcakes. So I'm looking forward to sharing those with students. Just a little thing to celebrate with students. I think it's important to celebrate. Now, sure, will it take a little bit of time away from our academics? Yeah, not much. But it's a way of for me to bring in just a little bit of joy. And joy, we know, is contagious. When we model it, students can mirror it. It's important to teach young people about taking time to celebrate. Now, this isn't just about me. It's about teaching students to celebrate. Because life is tough. Life can be brutal sometimes, right? And it can't just be all work and no play. So that's where I think it's important for us as educators to bring in those experiences. And we as educators know also that there might be some students that is not modeled for them outside of school. And that is something I think that we as educators are in a unique position to help guide our students to see is important. So that gets into the next big idea, that celebrating is more than birthdays also. Yes, birthdays are special, but there's so much more to honor. See, we can celebrate growth. Maybe there's a student who finally masters fractions or reads a paragraph fluently. Maybe you have an opportunity where we can celebrate character, a student who helped a classmate clean up a spill without being asked. So we can use these micro celebrations throughout the week. A high five, or a sticky note compliment, or a round of applause. When we recognize students, when we bring in recognition, and when we make it frequent and authentic, students begin, y'all. Students begin to see effort as something worth celebrating. Because it's not just about effort does matter. Let's just be real. There's some people who have different takes on that. I believe effort matters. And I'm not just in the camp of, oh, let's just give everybody a participation trophy. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about real, sincere effort also for celebrating. So sure, we can celebrate birthdays. We can celebrate if there's opportunities for holidays. But then celebrating students' effort. It goes back to, once again, students begin to see effort as something worth celebrating when it's frequent, when it's authentic. It's got to be authentic. It can't be this fakeness. And I want you to remember this. I have a little, this is a write this down. It's going to be in a test type of a quote here that I want to share with you. Kids don't need perfection from us. They need to see that we notice them. Boy, doesn't that make a difference, y'all. When we notice students, when we see them, when we can acknowledge their effort, makes a big difference, y'all. Makes a huge, huge difference. So the third big thing here that I want to talk about is to build traditions that belong to your classroom. Traditions, y'all, turn ordinary moments into memories. And we can try things. We have opportunities as teachers. We can try things like a Friday shout-out circle where students thank someone who helped them that week. Or maybe there's a quarterly win wall where students add sticky notes with something they're proud of. When you develop rituals and experiences in the classroom that don't take away much time from learning, they deepen learning because students feel ownership and community in the classroom. And as a teacher, you can weave celebration into routines just like you weave in standards. It's just not nice to do. It is vital, y'all. It is vital to the success of your classroom. And over time, those traditions become the story students tell. long after they leave your class. So I want to, part of this is I want to encourage you to model gratitude and balance, y'all. Because when teachers take a moment to celebrate, we demonstrate emotional balance too. So that goes back to that gratitude and balance here. Students see that adults can work hard and still have fun. I have this message in my classroom that I've used for over 20 years. We work hard and we play hard. We work hard and we play hard. That is some verbiage that I use with students, and I'm very big on using that wording with students, that we work hard and we play hard. Now, I look for opportunities where you can share moments of joy with students too. Like, think about maybe share a birthday. I think there's some teachers that, like, I'm not even going to tell my students it's my birthday. Why? What's the big deal? Oh, birthdays aren't that important. Well, what are we modeling the students when we tell them birthdays aren't that important? So when we can share our own joy moments, that's important. Like birthdays, share sports wins. Maybe we've had our own personal sports wins in our life that we could share with students. Or maybe if there's something that our own children did and it's kind of exciting and a celebratory thing, that it's so important to take those moments to share those. Maybe share about a funny classroom moment that happened in the class. Maybe it's some interest that you're into and you got to do it. I was telling my students just yesterday about, I was at this mountain bike park last weekend and I went over this ramp, this wooden ramp for the first time. Now there's a lot fancier and more difficult ramps, but I went over this one for the first time and that was hard. It was like a micro celebration that I was having with the students talking about it, that I worked up to it and I finally did it. And I felt like I was flying off of it. It was one of the smaller ramps, but boy, it was exciting and powerful. And so I want to stress about the importance of sharing those micro moments, because they and share them in a celebratory type of way, in a positive light. You're teaching students to pause and to appreciate the good in life. Maybe, you know, if you want to talk about modeling gratitude and balance here, this is something I've done here, but when I was preparing for the episode here today writing down some notes here, one thing that I saw that some people do is like a joy jar, like having a joy jar on their desk. You know, every time something positive happens, drop a note in. And then, like, if the class needs a boost, pull it out and read aloud some one or two positive things that happened as a boost to the class in a joy jar. So that's something, right? And that goes back to modeling gratitude and balance in the classroom. And then the last big idea is celebrate yourself too. See, teachers often forget that we deserve celebration too. It goes back to, once again, that some teachers don't even tell their kids, it's their students, it's their birthday. And I don't get that. Reflect on your own growth. Goes back to me teaching them or telling my class yesterday about when I did my over the mountain biking ramp that I did. That was a new skill pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And I celebrated. And I did a micro celebration with my students. So as educators, reflect on our growth. Y'all, we should be reflecting our growth, looking at new skills, new connections, new impact. And then treat yourself with the same grace you offer students, y'all. Maybe it's outside of school. Maybe it's quiet time with coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, but maybe you are. Nicholas, you're not a coffee drinker? No, I'm not a coffee drinker. I like flavored water. I enjoy flavored water. And they're like, well, how do you get caffeine? Well, I have a couple of different caffeinated drinks that I'll sometimes have. Try to be careful with that, though. But nonetheless, celebrate yourself. You know, maybe coffee or some other, maybe it's a, they have those tea drinks, right? Those ice, or like the, I think they're tea bombs. those are kind of big, seem big right now. But maybe you get one of those and you just have some quiet time at a coffee shop or just at a place you can just sit down and just kind of have some quiet time, kind of celebrating even. It doesn't have to be some big old blowout celebration type of a thing. It can just be some of those quiet moments can be a way to celebrate. And see, when you refill your own joy tank, I believe you have more time to share with others, y'all, too. And so, as I wrap up this episode here, a reflective takeaways here that celebrations, y'all, they create connection. And it reminds students that they belong. And it reminds teachers why we started. You don't need balloons or some sort of crazy budget. You just need attention and appreciation. Y'all, teaching isn't only about curriculum. It's about creating moments that stick in the heart long after the lesson fades. Find reasons, y'all. Find reasons to celebrate this week and watch how the energy in your classroom changes. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. As we come to a close, I ask if you found value in this episode, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think, y'all. And most importantly, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.